Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Thousands of students are taking part in demonstrations on college campuses around the country in protest of the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. That includes several universities in the Boston area. Jeremy Siegel from member station GBH reports more than 100 students have been arrested.
Roughly 200 students at Northeastern University set up an encampment in support of the people of Gaza. Graduating senior August Escondon says they were met with a heavy law enforcement response, including police officers in riot gear.
We're camping out in solidarity with the people in Gaza. We really want to bring awareness to this, and we want to stay here until Northeastern hears our demands, and then we'd leave immediately.
Escondon and other students say they want the school to disclose and cut their ties to Israel. Students at Harvard are also demonstrating, despite warnings from university officials that they could face disciplinary action. And early Thursday morning, more than 100 students protesting at Emerson College were arrested by police. For NPR News, I'm Jeremy Siegel in Boston.
And other protests around the country have been peaceful. The Manhattan District Attorney says he will retry former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein if the alleged victims are willing to come forward again. Yesterday, the New York Court of Appeals overturned Weinstein's 2020 conviction on sex crimes against three women, saying he didn't get a fair trial. He was also convicted of rape in California and will be transferred to prison authorities there. The Attorney General of Arkansas is joining a lawsuit with other Republican state attorneys general over abortion rights protections. Josie Lenora of Little Rock Public Radio has more.
The Pregnant Workers Fairness Act prohibits organizations from discriminating against pregnant workers. The law, which passed in 2022 and went into effect last year, requires companies to give pregnant workers reasonable accommodations. Last week, the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission adopted a rule to expand these protections to include abortions. This means workers seeking an abortion could get paid time off or other workplace accommodations. Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin is joining other attorney generals from 16 other states in a suit to stop the new rule from going into effect in June. The lawsuit says the EEOC Commission's decision hijacks pregnancy protections and violates the Constitution. For NPR News, I'm Josie Lenora in Little Rock.
One of the Fed's favorite inflation guides shows little sign of letting up in March. The Commerce Department says the core personal consumption expenditures price index, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, rose 2.8% in March year over year, the same as it was in February, but that was only slightly higher than economists were expecting. But spending was higher, up 0.8%, while personal incomes rose only 0.5%. Wall Street's trading higher at this hour, Dow up 186 points. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell and show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.